The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, January 10, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. Report received from a business stating that two males entered the store and stole five handbags valued at $830. Both suspects were described as Caucasian, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 30 to 40 years of age, wearing baseball hats and face masks. Still images obtained and will be distributed for possible identification of the suspects. January 10, 1600 block of 56th Street. A business reported that, sometime overnight, the catalytic converter had been cut off a customer's vehicle parked in the shop's parking lot. Three saw blades were left behind under the vehicle. Neighboring video surveillance observed a male arriving at the scene in a red sedan and a South Asian male, acting as a lookout, across the street in a late model white Honda sedan. Still images of the suspects to be disseminated for possible identification. January 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that over a period of a month, they had invested $2,400 in a company. When the complainant subsequently checked their investment, they realized they had been the victim of fraud as the company was deactivated and they were unable to retrieve their investment. Police provided the complainant with resources pertaining to identity fraud. January 11, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business provided police with surveillance video footage and a written statement regarding a theft. A review of the video footage observed a Caucasian male, between 30 and 40 years of age, medium build, wearing a blue Canucks hat, gray rain jacket, blue jeans, and gray Nike shoes. The suspect spent 20 minutes in the store and left with a Havilon knife valued at $64 and a North Face hoodie valued at $59, without payment. Still images to be disseminated for possible identification of the suspect. January 12, 100 block of 66th Street. Complainant reported that, while they were out of town over the past few days, the catalytic converter had been cut from their vehicle parked in front of their residence. Damage and loss to the vehicle approximately $1,000. Canvas of the area by police proved negative. Ladner. January 10, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had received a phone call from a person pretending to be their grandson, indicating they were in trouble and needed $5,300. The complainant sent the funds to an address in Quebec before realizing they were the victim of fraud. Police requested the complainant obtain incoming phone records from TELUS to assist with an investigation. January 11, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that four checks from his business had been intercepted in the mail. Two of the checks had been cashed in a bank in Toronto and two in a bank in Surrey with a total loss of $8,600. Investigation of the incident to continue with both banks and the possible receipt of surveillance video. January 12, 6500 block of River Road. During a traffic stop, the driver of the vehicle provided two breath samples as requested, with both resulting in a warn reading. As a consequence, the driver was given a three-day driving prohibition. The vehicle was not impounded, but parked legally to be picked up at a later date. The driver left the scene in an Uber. January 14, 4700 block of 53rd Street. Complainant reported the theft, sometime overnight, of three catalytic converters from vehicles in the underground parking lot. One saw blade found in the parking lot and seized by police. No evidence of forced entry to the garage. Police advised the complainant to post signs reminding residents to not allow anyone to follow them into the parking garage and to ensure the gates are closed before they proceed to their parking space. File number provided for insurance claims. January 15, 4700 block of 51st Avenue. Complainant reported that, sometime over the past several days, the catalytic converter was stolen from their vehicle. No surveillance video available. Complainant provided with a file number for insurance purposes. January 15, 4800 block of 55 B Street. Report received from complainant that the catalytic converter was stolen from their vehicle left in the secure underground parking area. No surveillance video, witnesses, or suspects at this time. Police to follow up with the building manager.